the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. And that was probably the most chilled out start I've ever had. That was Witch Rider with a track called Alive. They're from Graz. That's how you pronounce it. Graz in Austria, where my grandparents came from. And it's a great little band. And to the point where I've actually picked a few of their tracks to play. I played one last week. I'm going to play another one next week as well. So what are we doing today? Of course, we are going back to the lockdown files, to the bits of podcast that Lee Dunham and I recorded. And we are going back to August 2021. Lee goes to a birthday party.
A friend of mine's 50th birthday.
Right.
Which was cool. So he owns a private lake, which is awesome. So it's full of really big fish. And they're very easy to catch. So it's like...
Amazing.
You can't not catch a big fish, which is very awesome. So you normally take a tent up there, except I couldn't be asked to take a tent up there. So I slept in my car. Which was a bad move, but however, it was, you know, I thought it would be easier than putting a tent up. So I took my car and I took loads of beer and there was lots of drugs there, which was interesting.
Wow.
For some reason. And there were, everyone seemed to, it was quite funny because it was his 50th birthday. So, and there were perhaps, I don't know, 16 people and I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting because 16 people bought him a birthday cake, including me. So there were 16 birthday cakes.
Wow.
Which was just, when you line up 16 birthday cakes, it's pretty impressive.
It's one each. Amazing.
Well, we actually, between 16 people, we only ate one.
What?
Wow.
I know. We actually ate one.
That's crazy.
But so he was left with 15. I don't know what he's going to do with 15 birthday cakes.
Got a lot of wishes.
Exactly, yeah.
16 wishes. Amazing.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's it. His life is about to change.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I bought some scratch cards as well for fun.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun. That's always fun.
He won £3.
Yeah, life-changing.
Well, life-changing amount, exactly. And then we had a big campfire, we had a barbecue, and, you know, generally just did manly things. I'll tell you what was interesting, though, is that between the 16 people, there were four people that were between the age of 45 and 60.
Right.
And everyone else was under the age of 45.
Okay.
Right. Now, what was really interesting is that by 12 o'clock, everyone under the age of 45 had gone to bed.
Oh.
What?
And the four people that were between 45 and 60 stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
How very strange.
So, I don't know what you make of that, apart from the younger generation of lightweights. I don't really know what to say.
It's odd, isn't it? Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Well, another friend of mine said it's because we're still trying to pretend that we're young.
What?
And the question is...
I said if that was the case, then we'd all go to bed, surely.
But the question is, compared to most of the people there, did you feel old or did you actually... Because I find it really weird because sometimes I'm amongst younger people, but I feel like I'm the kind of younger one.
I know what you mean.
Do you know, some people are just, you just think, oh, God, you know, I don't think I'll ever be that old, even though they're like 30, you know. Or I've met people.
You mean their demeanour, their outlook.
And their energy levels and their, enthusiasm and their everything kind of says, oh, they're fed up with life already. Or some people just age really badly. I mean, I've had this, you know, when we do weddings and stuff and you don't know people and some bloke chats to me and it turns out he's like 15 years younger than me and I could have sworn he was 10 years older. Do you know what I mean? Maybe this is me being totally deluded and thinking I'm younger than I am.
My brain hasn't yet told me that I'm old in any way.
I don't think it ever does.
No, but that's worrying because, I don't know when you're supposed to start acting like you're old, but I haven't. I think I've come to the conclusion I'll know when I'm old because I think I'll want to go and play golf.
No, listen, there are signs, and both of us have already started them. Like, for example, when you make like a groaning noise every time you get up off your chair and things like that. And we do that, both you and me. I mean, me more than you, obviously, admittedly. But we start making those noises. We start making those noises, like, oof, and you know, all those kind of groany things start happening.
See, there's no way I can get up out of any chair without saying the word, right. You just can't. I don't make any noise. I just go, right. It's like, right what? What does that mean? It's an English thing. Every person, male or female, gets up and goes, right.
I don't.
What? You don't? See, I can't help it. Right. Right, what does that mean? It's like it's like the word for I'm about to do something is now turned into the word right.
Okay,
there you go. Good. I think there's a lot of people that can't get up out of a chair without saying the word right.
That's hilarious.
pure being of light reached me and said, feel it, it won't bite. I felt so confused. What is this being? I got to be free. Somehow, I don't understand. How can I be free? Should I tell them all? Should I ask for help? Well, I don't think so. I'll keep it.
That was the band Isles from Santiago in Chile. The track called Blue Skies, bit of sort of prog rock with Latin elements. Really like that band. They've done a lot of really interesting stuff. I'm not into all prog. Some prog I just find incredibly boring. But they really do some great tracks. Like them very much. And the one you just heard, actually really weird, because that really sounded like a sort of Disney pop rock track. But it's from a band called Dogma. Track was Be Free, as you probably guessed. But they usually do very heavy goth rock. They obviously felt they needed a more commercial single or something. But they you might have seen them, because they take some very great pictures. They're like sexy but very spooky nuns. So yeah, check out their photos if you haven't. Dogma. I've put a link to their Facebook page on my Facebook post. If you can't find them. So anyway, more music to come, but first we're going back to the lockdown files, and we get onto the story of Huggy and the Mouse Ride.
But funnily enough, I think I could do that challenge that your kids do.
Oh, well,
just because I know that I'm tied to a piece of rope
exactly.
That will save me if I slip off. Because of that.
Exactly. That's the bit that I can't see. Anything that's made. See, the funny thing about, you know, risk assessment, right?
Yes.
Is that if that wasn't safe and the chances of anything going wrong are 20 million to one, you might as well have a go on it. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to be you.
Yeah, if that rope wasn't there, If that rope wasn't there, I wouldn't do it.
Right, exactly.
If that rope wasn't, if that safety rope was there, I'd go, no, not on your nelly. But if that safety rope is there, I'd go, well, you know, worst thing that happens is that I slip off and dangle on a rope, you know. Exactly, so yeah. So I think I would be okay with that.
I mean, if I go to a theme park and I look at the most scariest ride, I'll go on it straight away. It's the worst one.
Oh, really? See, I don't, because it makes me feel a bit
sick.
Yeah,
but the reason why I've gone it straight away is because it's the ride that... that everyone's going to go, oh, you don't, look at that. Oh, you don't want to go on that. And I'm like, well, once I smash that, the rest of it's going to be easy. So it doesn't really bother. And then you go, yeah, I knew that was going to be
good. Oh, my God.
It doesn't bother
me. Which immediately makes me think of another Huggy story. I mean, I had a Huggy featured last week because he nicked your boxer shorts in your dream.
Bastard.
But yeah, I will never, ever, ever, ever forget Huggy and the Mouse ride.
That was funny. I mean,
because he actually turned white. I've never seen a black man turn white, but he was grey, certainly.
We used to play a lot of gigs around the country, all over the place, and we played in Blackpool, and it was Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And we'd been there quite a lot of times, because we also had your ex-boyfriend, Eddie, because I took him on that massive, great, big...
Oh, my Pepsi fling, Max, yes, my fling.
The Pepsi Max ride.
Oh, God, he tried to contact me again.
Oh, did he?
About 6 months ago. Yeah, he still, every now and again, yeah, he really wanted
still
to
in,
come
still
round.
Still in love with you. Wished it never...
After, what, 20 years? Yeah. Very strange. Yeah, no thanks. But yes, anyway.
So, yeah, so I've been there quite a lot, and I've been on all the rides, and strangely enough, like sometimes in a theme park... You go on all the rides, and the big rides are so safe because you feel like you're strapped in and you're locked in, and it doesn't quite give you the acceleration that you expect it to do. So, like, if you go on the Pepsi Max ride at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, it's just really high. But once you've gone up the high and you go over the edge and come down, the rest of the ride's actually quite lame because there's nothing else to it. You're just going fast, right?
Yeah.
So,
but Huggy doesn't like
he does
heights
not
anyway.
Like
he's not into any of those rides.
No, he,
and he refused to go on any of the big ones.
He didn't
you
want
know?
To go
he
on any
went,
of the rides.
There's no way that I'm going on any of those rides.
Exactly.
Which is why you convinced him to go on one that really didn't look that high, and it looked all right.
It did.
But I knew
that it was the worst ride in the park. It was so...
Because it was rickety as hell. That's the thing. I remember once being on a one of those roller coasters, an old one.
Yeah, it was really old.
And it feels like the whole thing is about to break apart.
It
feels like it's going to fall apart at any moment. Yeah. The carriage is going to just careen off the rails. Everything clunks and creaks, and it's just horrible.
It is.
Burn
credit and outstanding loans. I wanna give it some time and space where we can be.
up and I screw up. Now I know it's down to me. Can I speak honestly? Wanna stand up and say all the things I can't see? I can tell you right now, I'm just not quite sure how. And I'm begging a plea, please, please come save me. We'll be famous when dead, that's what the voices said. Famous when dead, that's what the voices said. Famous when dead, that's what the voices said. If you see me smile, don't mean I'm okay. Hear me laugh, I'm just letting out pain. I'm no saint, take the knife out.
Strip back, a color's the same. I can tell you right now, I'm just not quite sure how. And I'm begging a plea, please, please come save me. We'll be famous when dead, that's what the voices said. Famous when dead, that's what the voices said. Famous when dead, that's what the voices said. If you
That was a bit of blues rock from Robert John and the Wreck from Southern California. I Wanna Give It. Followed by, from Glasgow, Caustic Waves, a track called Compromise, bit of alt rock. Caustic Waves is actually a one-man band. It's just one guy who does everything. And he's written quite a few tracks that I really like. He does some really good stuff, very interesting and very impressive for one person to play everything. And yes, the track you just heard, that was me and Lee Dunham from our Eclectica album. The track is Rather Wear Black. It's one of the tracks I'm quite proud of, one of the best ones on that album as far as I'm concerned. Right, so we're going to go back to Huggy and the Mouse Ride.
And not only that, the way that the carts, so the carts that go around on this particular roller coaster,
they're jerky. Oh my God.
They were mice. Right, now if you imagine the look of a mouse, well, the look of the mouse has a big nose, right, that sticks out. So the nose that sticks out, when you sit in the mouse, you sit with your bum sort of in the middle of the mouse and your legs go down through the nose. But where they've sat the wheels on the mouse are his back legs and in the middle. So your buttocks are basically on the front wheels, which means that as you go round, you are really going off the rails. So imagine that there's a circle. Imagine that you're going around a bend, but the front of the mouse goes off the bend before it turns.
But and when it turns, it jerks like hell.
Oh, it's properly jerky. Yeah, really jerky. Oh. I mean, the whole thing, I'm surprised it wasn't condemned, because the whole thing would move as all these cars and mice things were going around it. Anyway, I said to him, it's really small. It's lame. It's for kids. You won't, you know, nothing's going to happen. You're going to be fine. And for some reason, he suddenly went, oh, okay, if you say it's going to be not too bad, I'll go on it with you.
But you really convinced him. You did the big sell and you went, no, it's really easy. Yes, you did. You said, no, this one, I promise you, this one's really, really gentle. It's a kid's one. It's a kid's one, Huggy. I'll pay for you. Look, I've got your tickets. You'll be absolutely fine. It's not like those other ones, you know. You totally convinced him that it was a really easy one and a gentle one. You did.
Such a bastard.
You are so meanly.
I must admit, when he went on that, because I think he went on it. I got off first, and then I think he got off. And like you say, I've never seen a black man come off white before. But Huggy would never, ever, ever be aggressive. Ever. He was a real laid back guy. And when he got off, yeah. I actually thought he was going to punch me in the face.
He was really upset. Oh, he was so upset.
I felt
he hated that. He hated
did.
That.
He really did. He came off his face. He was actually. He was as white as the sheet. Oh, I thought he was going to hit me.
You are so mean.
I was. That was funny.
Whereas Eddie, we just got, I mean, Eddie had no fear of anything,
mainly because
he's not very bright and he didn't really think about anything particularly. So it'd be like, oh, look, there's a machine that electrocutes you. Go on, Eddie. Okay. So we just go on, turn it up, turn the dial up. Okay.
put more electricity through him. Go on. Yeah, we did electrocute him, didn't we?
like you don't even care. While I'm chewing, chewing up the scenery, I'm working through the problem at night. When all I need is a good night's sleep, I guess I'm taking this one in stride. I'm better off to say nothing. I've lost my mind of fascination. You keep your secrets so plain to see. I've lost my mind of fascination. I'm falling through your blue sky mystery. I think I feel the truth in disguise. There's something inside of me. It could be any number.
Connor Kaminsky featuring Ollie Steele from Manchester. A track is called Tuna, a bit of a metal prog guitar instrumental. And the track you just heard from Ontario Finger 11. I've played some of their stuff before. I quite like it. A Blue Sky Mystery is the track, featuring Filter, apparently. I have no idea who Filter is, but it's featuring him. So we're gonna just go back to the COVID files for the last time today, and Alan has another question.
Listen, should we do a question, because we are running out of time? It's crazy, we've been chatting for so long.
Yeah, let's do a question.
Because Alan Walters has got like loads of questions. And we only did one last week, so Alan's next
question.
Can I just
say hello to his brother Roger?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yes. If you could perform a gig anywhere in the world, where would it be? And we have had something similar, actually. Right now, do a tour do a European tour would be just so nice. if it wouldn't be with all the problems attached right now. But I'd love a month in Europe right now.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Although it would either be in Canada, or I'd say Brazil sounds good on a beach at night time. That sounds good.
What, a gig?
Yeah.
Okay.
A gig on a beach in Brazil. Don't know why, just sounds brilliant. Next to the sea.
Yeah.
You know?
See, yeah, okay. As all our instruments have just been stolen and...
I wasn't thinking, you know, don't get me wrong. I wasn't thinking it was, you know, real.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know...
Oh, in that case, like a massive festival with, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
How about a gig where everyone in the whole world is there?
What?
So so you pay for everyone to come to... I mean, what countries... You'd have to do it in Russia, right? No, my muscle might be a bit cold.
No, no, what country? Too cold.
Oh, maybe you could just do it. Australia's pretty big, but that's too hot. Europe, it'll have to be all of Europe. So what you do is you wipe the borders for a day. So you just got a mass of land.
Yeah.
Right. And then you invite everyone, right?
Well, no, you'd just stream it, wouldn't you? But you'd stream it so everyone's invited. And you'd use one of the Dutch venues that are just
amazing. No, I want to go old school. They've got to turn up.
Oh, my God. So it's like a Woodstock for the whole world.
Yeah, for the whole world. Yeah, and
It's Woodstock with the amount of people that said they went to Woodstock.
Yeah. That's it for another week. Don't forget, it's HRH Prog in Great Yarmouth this week. And myself and Lee and the band are playing on Friday. I really hope to see you there. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks to see you out. From Denmark, Halcyon Hope, a bit of alt rock with a track called Makeup. And to finish us off today, a bit of heavy blues rock by the Hollow Souls, a track called Bad Things. They're from Devon stroke Plymouth, apparently, and they're formed by Chris Barris. I hope you're going to join me again next week. Until then, take care. Bye.
When I wake up and I'm always on my way up, going down. When I wake up, casual.
take me to a place where I